What will aliens look like? What would life be like on an alien planet? It could be as intelligent as us, or more intelligent than us. It could have more animal-like intelligence, or even be about as smart as a microbe. We just have no idea right now, but that will change in the future if we keep advancing. I think one of the things we might have to watch out for on alien planets are what I will call monsters for now. Life could be made up of microbes which grew to huge proportions. Can you imagine a giant microbe or maybe a huge amoeba slithering after you, trying to absorb your body? I know this sounds like the stuff from a 1950s sci-fi movie, but the truth is if we find life on another planet, and I am sure we eventually will, we have no idea what it will look like or even what it is based on. It might not be based on carbon like us, but something completely different, and this difference might make it seem like a super being to us. On the other hand, alien life might be more fragile than human life. When scientists think about the question of alien life, many of them base their opinions on human life. They do this because they believe the theory life came here on meteors, and these same meteors are seeding all the planets, at least in this solar system. That would mean many differences would only come from the environment. In other words, they think aliens would probably have two arms, two legs, a head, and a body. This idea could change in the future, however. If evolution plays a part in all this, some alien animals might have become as smart as humans. This might mean they would live life, a different life, than animals on Earth, or maybe not. If we are talking about vicious animals that are as smart as us, this could be a real problem. They might just see us as food and not care if we are smart or not. I was truly fascinated when a Japanese scientist claimed water had intelligence and demonstrated how music changed the patterns in the water. Dr. Masaru Emoto wrote a book entitled The Hidden Message in Water. He showed how unpleasant things and pleasant things affected water molecules differently. To the amazement of all, when he played soothing music, the molecules formed beautiful shapes, but when he made unpleasant sounds, the result was a disturbing shape which changed to a very dark color. It was as if the water understood what was going on. The water demonstrated it liked classical music and hated heavy metal music. Could it be what we perceive as just water on other moons and planets could have a life of its own? Many might say this is ridiculous, because it is easier to make fun of something you do not understand than take the time to investigate. Perhaps water contains some substance which we cannot yet detect which gives it life. When we do find life on other worlds, it might not even be corporeal. It might be more of a plasma. We have started to believe our consciousness comes from somewhere else and not from inside our bodies. I have no way of knowing if this is true or not, but maybe it is, and that might mean a corporeal body is not necessary for intelligence and consciousness. This would open the door to beings being made of just about anything. This might make it harder to recognize an alien even if we found one. I remember one story where crystals had intelligence, but that was unknown and many of them were destroyed before that was discovered. We have to be very careful when we start to explore and not destroy anything we find. Can you imagine the thrill of exploring an extraterrestrial world and not only looking for life, but for evidence of past life? To me, that would be one of the greatest jobs anyone could have. I don't think size would have anything to do with whether an alien was hostile or not. It could turn out the tiniest aliens were the most dangerous. Could you imagine an alien who was so small it could enter our bodies and cause mortal danger to us? It could turn out they thought this was a friendly act and didn't realize it was dangerous to us. Humans could be walking on the ground of an alien planet and the entire planet could be alive and we wouldn't know it. In the past, there has been a few who believed the Earth was alive, and there are probably still some who do. It could also be true the dirt our intrepid explorers are walking on is alive and maybe even intelligent. It could be it is trying to communicate, but we just don't recognize the fact. How might this communication take place? It could turn out to be by chemical messages, such as some plants use, or perhaps by sound either too high or too low to be picked up by human hearing. It might even be by light flashes beyond our eyesight to pick up. I think we are going to have to carry devices which will supplement our abilities to hear, see and smell, so we don't miss anything. The atmosphere around a planet might have some sort of life and we would just not notice. While we think we can detect all sorts of life, I believe we are just too sure of ourselves. It could even turn out there is life on Earth we are yet to detect. How do we know there are not other dimensions on Earth containing life? These beings could be occupying the same space as us and we might not even notice it. There could be intelligent fish life, animal life or even insect life, but there could be more than that. There could be a type of life we know nothing about. It could be so strange we might walk right by it even if we could see it. It could be even worse, we might avoid it thinking it is something horrible or smells bad. There was talk about training astronauts to be able to look at horrible and disgusting things and also things which smell very bad so they get used to it and not have an offensive reaction to an alien which fits into that category. There isn't much we can do for aliens who consider us disgusting or bad smelling.